President Trump has ended Obama-era restrictions on the sale of military-style equipment to local law enforcement. That equipment includes grenade launchers, bayonets, and high-caliber weapons. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made the announcement today during a speech to the Fraternal Order of Police in Nashville, Tennessee.
And I'm proud to stand with you. And the Department of Justice is proud to stand with you. We have your back. We black the blue.
NPR's new justice reporter Ryan Lucas is following the story and here with us in the studio. Hey, Ryan, good to have you.
Thank you.
Tell us the story of how these restrictions came to be in the first place.
Well, if you remember back to 2014 and the unrest that took place in Ferguson, Missouri, after the killing of Michael Brown by a white police officer, there were a lot of images of police in riot gear carrying assault rifles. There were armored cars that that police were using and confronting protesters with these. And this kind of spurred a national debate about the militarization of police and police relations with the communities that they serve. And so what President Obama did at the time was place restrictions on the transfer of certain surplus military hardware. So things like vehicles that look like tanks, armed aircraft, grenade launchers, bayonets. And the idea was to change perceptions of police from what he said in some communities thought of police as an occupying force. And the idea was to kind of take the edge off of that.
Were police forces actually buying armed aircraft and grenade launchers from the Pentagon?
They were buying grenade launchers. They were not buying armed aircraft, although in theory they were able to. There are a number of things that were on the list of prohibited items. Armed aircraft was one of them. That's not something that they were actually purchasing, but it's something that in theory they could have. I spoke with the Defense Department agency that runs the program, however, today, and they said that of the prohibited items, there are only three that have ever been transferred to local police departments. So tracked armored vehicles, grenade launchers, and bayonets.
So the Obama administration prohibited police departments from purchasing things that, for the most part, they weren't really purchasing in large amounts anyway. And now the Trump administration has lifted those restrictions. Is anything actually changing?
Not a whole lot. I mean, there's symbolism on both sides. There was symbolism in what the Obama administration did in putting restrictions on these items and trying to kind of scale back this idea of militarization and address the debate that was spurred by Ferguson. And what the Trump administration is doing is providing a signal in the other direction, a signal saying that we as an administration are about law and order, and we are going to give the police everything that they need and perhaps more to do their job.
But Ryan, a lot of the things people talk about when they talk about the militarization of the police, whether it's tear gas or rubber bullets, those were never prohibited by the Obama administration in the first place. Those are just part of a typical police force repertoire in the U.S.
Exactly. And those are items that the Obama administration wanted police departments to provide a justification for getting. And they did. And the Obama administration provided that material. So you have things like riot gear. You have things like armored vehicles that don't look like tanks. And of all the rifles that were provided, according to an NPR analysis under this program, more than 84,000 rifles, all of them would have been provided under the program and would not have been prohibited.
That's Ryan Lucas, who now covers the Justice Department for NPR. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.